With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Doctors say Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer, and his recent secretive hospitalization was for surgery and later to treat a urinary tract infection that was related to that operation. The 70-year-old Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on December 22nd and underwent surgery to treat the cancer. A sprawling storm has hit the south with strong thunderstorms and tornado warnings, meteorologist Mark Wool with the National Weather Service.
Brick facade of one building in Cottonwood, Alabama has been kind of collapsed. There's several RVs and mobile homes that were tossed onto their sides or rolled in parts of Jackson County, Florida. I've seen significant damage in Panama City Beach, down in Bay County, and all the way across that county up into Youngstown as well, which is up on the northeast side.
Storm also brought cities across the Midwest to a standstill with more than half a foot of snow. Also at SRNNews.com, one of the Senate's most conservative Republicans has thrown his support behind Donald Trump for re-election this year.
It's a pretty clear contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Senator Tom Cotton says the nation was doing well under the former president.
We had a booming economy.
But he says things have gone downhill fast over the past 3 years.
And everyone can see it. Inflation has run amok. Families can't afford their groceries.
And Cotton says an estimated 3.5 million illegals allowed to cross the border last year alone.
That is the entire population of my state, Arkansas, plus a Vermont thrown in just for good measure.
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks losing ground. The Dow is down 186 points. The NASDAQ off 7. This is SRN News. Has America become feminized?
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, the general public is evenly divided on the question of whether society has become too feminine. 48% say yes, 48% say no. White evangelical Protestants are more certain. 67% believe the U.S. is being feminized, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 53% of white Catholics. 72% of Republicans also see society as too feminine. 24% of Democrats agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion forces in South Dakota say they'll try to enshrine the procedure in the state constitution this year via referendum. South Dakota outlaws all abortions except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the issue now in the hands of the states and a growing number of them are banning or restricting abortion. This is SRN News. One of the world's largest renewable energy developers will be getting hundreds of wind turbines from General Electric spinoff GE Vernova as part of a record equipment order and long-term service deal.
The manufacturer says the deal will deliver 674 of the towering turbines for Pattern Energy's SunZia wind project in central New Mexico. The project is to come online in 2026 and is expected to become the biggest wind farm in the Western Hemisphere. Backers say it'll eventually funnel electricity it produces across a multi-billion dollar transmission line to populated Western U.S. markets.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Firefighters scouring the wreckage of a historic Fort Worth hotel as they investigate the cause of a massive explosion that injured 21 people. Authorities believe a gas leak was to blame. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.